Hey everybody, and welcome to Story Junkies, where we talk movies, books, and television because we're addicted to story. I'm your host, author Pete Bauer, and this is another solo episode. Today I want to talk to you about stories in a way you may never have considered before, because the future of storytelling exists outside of books, plays, movies, and television shows. Video games are expansive, multi-path stories that allow you to walk in the shoes of the protagonist and live with the consequences of your decisions as you make your way through its complex world. Video games such as Assassin's Creed and Red Dead Redemption 2 provide an open landscape with vast expanses of places to go and visit. You can interact with characters, have conversations, perform favors, earn money, and trade goods. The authors of the story offer you a wide selection of short and long quests. Some are for fun, while others are tied to the main narrative around which the game is built and through which you'll have to travel to reach the story's conclusion. One of my favorite video game series is Naughty Dog's Uncharted, where you play Nathan Drake, a modern-day Indiana Jones-type character in search of lost civilizations and hidden treasure. Those games are fun, witty, and excellently constructed. However, there was one thing missing: complete immersion. And that's where virtual reality comes in. In a VR world, you can look where you want. You hear sounds from different directions and distances, and you can see everything around you as if you were really there. It brings the gaming experience and the art of story to an entirely new level. I recently played an amazing VR game called Blood and Truth. It was made for the PlayStation 4 and created by Sony Interactive Entertainment. The game is rated M for blood, strong language, violence, and tobacco use. There are plenty of F-bombs, but as a devout man, I was exceptionally grateful that the game did not take the Lord's name in vain once. Almost unheard of in the gaming community. Blood and Truth is a first-person shooter VR game with both action and drama. In the game, you play a Special Forces soldier named Ryan who comes from a crime family. He returns home when his father dies, only to witness an adversary's hostile takeover of the family business. Ryan, along with his mother, brother, and sister, dig deep into the gritty existence of London's underworld to protect their father's legacy, reclaim their family business, and save themselves from their arch-enemy's bullets. Here are a few audio snippets from the game's trailer.
Ryan Marks, SAS Nomad Squadron. You're facing multiple life sentences. Conspiracy, arson. More murders than we could even count. I just want to know what went down there.
My name is Ryan Marks. I'm a soldier. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my day job. But it's always nice to come home. Spend some time with the family.
What do I want? Your operation.
He's not going to start an all-out war. He's not big enough.
I'm going to go and find out.
You're just going to walk in there. Push back hard or we're finished.
As with any good thriller, there's more to the story than meets the eye, and the characters involved are far more dangerous than you first expect. This game is specifically structured to get you from the beginning to the end. It's not an open world, but a winding and sometimes violent path toward the end. The game takes about 6 hours to complete, or more if you keep dying, like I did. However, it's one of the most immersive, impressive VR games I've ever played. The gameplay itself is relatively straightforward. Like a book, the story is broken up into specific chapters, each of which have their conflict, goal, and personal cost. Each chapter builds upon itself, each goal and obstacle harder than the last. The culmination of the goals, or chapters, is in essence the novel, the entire story. Beyond the sights and sounds of the VR experience, like a well-crafted story, the plot gives it direction, but it's the characters that bring it to life. Real actors on sound stages wearing specialized clothing provide the voice, acting, and realistic movements that the game developers turn into their animated counterparts. It's these performances, rehearsed like a movie and acted for the game, that can make or break the verisimilitude one needs to buy into the story. In this critical aspect, Blood and Truth hits the mark. It's hard to describe in words the difference between playing a first-person shooter through a flat screen than in VR. The exciting action sequences and standard gameplay are elevated to an entirely different level when you are in the game. Jumping from a building onto a moving plane or sneaking through a heavily guarded encampment become adrenaline hits no flat-screen game can provide. I can assure you, with someone who has a substantial fear of heights, my brain couldn't tell the difference when I was teetering on the edge of a virtual building or leaping from a window to a fire escape across the alley. The best way I can describe the difference is between watching a roller coaster ride from a camera to actually being in the seat. Our peripheral vision while gaming on flat screens gives our mind the knowledge that we can escape the fake world whenever we want. But wearing a VR headset with earbuds blocking out surrounding sound, well, there is no escape. You are in the moment. You are moving the character, making decisions, and feeling the rush. This sort of advancement in storytelling is only going to grow in complexity and realism. It's estimated that technology will advance so quickly in the future that what we use now will be obsolete in 5 years, and every 5 years after that. That sort of technical curve will not only provide even better virtual experiences, but open up doors for storytellers to share their tales in ways we haven't even imagined yet. As an author, when I write, I'm immersed in the world I'm creating for you. And it's wonderful to see that there are ways now and in the future where the complete vision that I saw can be made manifest for you. It's an amazing time to be a writer. So if you get a chance, if you have a PlayStation and the VR gear, definitely check out Blood and Truth. It's pretty amazing. Well, that's it for this episode. I'll talk to you guys again soon. See you next time.